related to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. This meeting is now called to order. We can start off with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Council members Berzal. Booker.
Here.
Catalano.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Omnia.
Here.
Lexstein.
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, first up will be remarks from the audience. If there's anybody from the public on this call that would like to be heard, just please state your name, your address, and you've got up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. Is there anybody in this call that
like to be heard?
Hi, this is John Schwartz, 24 Longview Way. I have three questions. When are we going to enforce the plastic ordinance? You know, Woody's was one of the first ones that switched over to paper. Meanwhile, everybody else is, I think, taking advantage of the situation, especially Tommy's. Second thing is, I wanted to know when we're going to start enforcing the bulkhead ordinance. And the third question is, I hope you guys looked at the vouchers because there's $1 million on there that's getting spent this week or this month.
Thanks, John. Regarding the vouchers, that would be, you know, each council member can comment separately or Joe can, but thanks for your comments.
Hey, Mayor, on that point, with the plastic ordinance, I do agree with former Councilman Schwartz. You know, we adopted that right before COVID hit, and we suspended it because of the initial, when COVID first started, it was a problem about enforcement. But I think we're beyond that point where those fears that we are worried about with plastics are no longer really relevant. So I mean, my position would be that we should start enforcing the plastics ordinance as soon as possible, because there are plenty of establishments that in town that are just not adhering to it because we gave them that break. So
I would agree with you guys. Fair enough.
So can we, Mayor? So can we have? I don't know who the appropriate official is, but maybe it's the police chief or code enforcement, send out notices. Saying we've got to give them some sort of fair warning. So maybe we'll start enforcing it in 2 months or something, and they need to start complying.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll talk to the chief and Joe offline, and we'll do something just like that. It will send notices this summer.
Great. And then to his question about the bulkhead ordinance, I know we are, as soon as the budget is actually officially adopted, which we're doing tonight. Joe, you're on here, right? Is Joe not here?
I think we lost Joe.
He's on. He must have stepped away for a minute. He's on.
Well, Chris, you probably know. As soon as we adopt it is in the budget to hire the engineer to go down the Shrewsbury the river and confirm whether the bulkheads are all in good order or not. So we just need to get that done, and we should be able to hire them as soon as the budget's adopted, which is happening tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know we've received three proposals, so we're just waiting for the budget.
Okay. So, John, there you go.
And as far as Sorry, and John, as far as the voucher list goes, there are a number of items on there that are annual or periodic payments for the county. We've got County 911 on there, county tax rates, which is over the county tax payment, which is over $500,000 to the county. So that's where that a lot of that money is coming from or being accounted for in the voucher list. So that's why it's so high this month. I added the same questions, trust me.
Yeah, Kevin, it's also the school board, our percentage of the school board taxes is in here. Well, so there's a lot of stuff.
The school board. Yeah, the school board one is pretty monthly. I think we pay that, if not every month, at least every other month or something like that. But this one, yes, happened to be a lot of them were, yeah, like biannual payments that come up. I asked the same question and I did get an answer. So.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks.
Remember, we have a drone. The town has a drone, or the police have it, so they can video the bulkheads and take pictures. We don't have to spend money to hire somebody.
We already have Ms. Drone for that, though, so I we can discuss with them, see how they're going to accomplish it, but we do have an engineer lined up for it. All right, John, thanks. Is there anybody else?
Great talking to you, Steve.
I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public would like to comment?
Yes, I'd like to comment. I'm Alicia DeSanto. I live at 1062 Ocean Ave. I want to talk about parking, which I know has come up a lot. I know I've reached out to a few of you about it, but this is my fifth summer in Seabright. I have to park in the municipal lot because I live on Ocean Avenue, and I'm given a pass every year. But last summer, you know, leading up until last summer, it was a problem on weekends and that's it. Last summer, it was every day. The lot is full at 9 a.m. So Ocean Ave residents, we can't leave and come back and park. So I think this summer it's going to continue to be an issue. People still are not back at work and they're going to be coming to our beach. And, you know, I know in years past, there have been spots designated for residents in the lot. I think, you know, it's enough of a courtesy to ask for the same that the side street residents get, that, you know, there are spots that are for them and other people can't park in. And we're hoping to get the same because it's become a huge issue on a daily basis for us.
Yeah, thanks. Let me give some more backdrop on that. I've been in contact with quite a few people on Ocean Avenue. The chief has, or administrator has, you know, basically it's an ongoing problem and we don't have a silver bullet to fix that. But just to let the rest of the council know, you know, what the requests have been from a couple of residents who live on Ocean Avenue downtown is that they get essentially assigned parking in the municipal parking lot, which I've explained too that, you know, the issue is that there's no doubt that the parking issues are real. They've been there for as long as I've been in Seabright, and not just there, but downtown. North Beach has issues. In center of town, we have huge issues on the side streets. So it is a significant problem. I mean, there is a, you know, Seabright, obviously, especially in summertime, you know, it's very difficult to find a spot if you don't have either off-street parking or an assigned spot. But I just wanted to kind of summarize what we've gone through the last 2 years, just to kind of, you know, elevate what they've said. And I've just explained to a few residents that I don't have an answer for them. I know we have the Ocean Street Park, the passes that they can park in the municipal lot, but it doesn't guarantee them a spot. So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Hey, Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are we raising the parking fines this time around?
I'm sorry, what was that question? Is that Sam?
Yeah, are we raising the fines this year? I know we did last year, but are we going to raise the parking fines?
I don't believe so. It's on next week's workshop, Councilman, for a discussion. You have the parking ordinance on Thursday's meeting. And one of the recommendations from the police department is to raise the violations to provide some more enforcement on those, so that some of these residents do have at least an opportunity to get there. I think I'm aware that Chief Friedman is on this call.
I am perhaps, on the call.
Perhaps the chief can speak to the Ms. DeSanto's concerns, and they're legitimate. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I understand. We cannot provide parking spots for every single person who rented in T-Bread on Ocean Avenue. We just don't have the spots, the enforcement. I don't ever remember having a designated area in the borough parking lot for people who rent in T-Bread in apartments. I wish I could get everybody a parking spot, but we just don't have it. And I don't know how we can enforce having everybody have their own parking spot who lived in an apartment in T-Bread on Ocean Avenue or on the side street.
Chief, it's Mark.
Even on Chief, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Doug, okay, Kevin, go ahead.
No, I mean, Chief, I live downtown, and I mean, I can say, you know, we have the same, a similar situation downtown with the side streets. Now that everybody has, you know, everybody is, I won't say everybody, but the majority of people have raised their houses. Now, the number of side street parking has dropped considerably, and you can really notice that today after they went around and sprayed all the curbs yellow. And so, you know, even the people on the side streets that, you know, have passes for side street parking, for resident parking, are not guaranteed spots. So it's kind of par for the course for a beach community in the summertime. It's what we have to deal with. It is unfortunate that COVID has increased that issue so much because people are here and off from work and not working, and they're here all week. We're hoping that with the release of the COVID situation and everybody coming, hopefully getting back to work, that kind of alleviates that problem a little bit. We won't see the crowds that we did last year, hopefully. But there is no way of knowing. We did not expect what we got last year. There is no way we expected that. So, but it is kind of par for the course for beach community. I mean, you go to any community along the Jersey Shore, and you're going to have that same situation with parking. I mean, could be worse. You could be in Belmar. I mean, Belmar's going through a hell of a problem with that right now. So, I mean, you know, at least we're giving you the opportunity to have parking. I know it's unfortunate. I mean, we all deal with it downtown as well. Luckily for me, I have parking underneath my home, but I still have to fight with it, you know, at times. So we'll bring it up at the next workshop and discuss it and see what we can come up with. But like I said, it's kind of the way the things roll in these type of communities.
Go ahead, Steve.
Kevin, just real quick. So what I will say is, you get the Ocean Avenue parking pass, we let you park in the municipal parking lot. Most of my police officers out there know if they see that pass on that car and they're parked on the side street, if they're parked anywhere else, we make sure we take care of our residents. If they have to park somewhere else that they're not supposed to, you know what, we'll take care of it. I don't think that we've had any residents that got a ticket that has not come to me, and we can see what we can do. We know it's hard. We're doing the best we can. We have more people than parking spots, and if someone has a personal issue where they can't find somewhere to park or their pass got a ticket, please come see me. We're here to help everybody in town. It's a fight that we're never going to win, but we want to make it easy for everybody.
Mayor, I also have an ongoing dialogue with Monmouth County for a temporary fix at the Dunkin' Donuts. It's on next week's workshop. Monmouth County has acquired title to that property, another 36 spots. Don't know what we could use it for, but it may be one remedy for you folks to consider for our residents downtown. We're not allowed to generate revenue from it. So it may be an option. I hate to throw it out at the last minute, but I've had an ongoing dialogue with the county who has acquired the Dunkin' Donuts that has some 36 spots down there. So, and it's on next week's workshop.
Awesome. So my question is, and Joe, I think that's a great potential solution, even though it's only temporary, but hopefully, you know, next summer this won't be a problem if life gets back to normal and we're not in the COVID land. But my question is, does anybody have any idea how many residents we actually have along Ocean Avenue in these apartments? Because I'll admit, I don't. So how many people are we actually talking about here? Does anyone have any clue?
The chief may be able to tell us how many permits he gives out, so that would be at least a...
Yeah, chief, do you know how many Ocean Avenue permits there is?
Mark, I don't have the exact number of Ocean Avenue permits I have in front of me, but probably somewhere between 30, maybe 40, so that's a lot of parking spots right there. Maybe a little more, a little less, I don't have it in front of me, so it is a significant amount.
Okay, so it could be as much, so, and not everyone probably gets a parking pass, so it could be as much as 50 people or more.
Probably less. I think it's less than that.
Okay. All right. I was curious because I didn't know. And I think Joe suggested if we can make that happen, I think that's a huge thing, and it would give Alicia a temporary solution. It's we're never gonna be able to resolve this 100%, but I think that's the way to go.
No, if we can take care of the season alone for now, then worry about next year, that'd be great.
Right.
Well, thanks, Joe, for doing. Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm guessing
Alicia, Alicia, I want to meet you.
You want to meet me?
Yeah, come by and see me during the week. I'll see if I can help you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody else on this call that'd like to be heard right now? Anyone from the public? Last call. All right, we are on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items on this consent agenda?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mark.
Second, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Council members, Birdsall?
Yes.
Birdsall? Booker?
Yes.
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
Lexine.
Yes.
All right, the agenda is approved. Let's see. On to ordinance number 4, 2021, an ordinance to fix the compensation of officers
Mayor,
and employees of. Yes.
I just want to make one note on ordinance number, resolution number 103, 2021. In regards to the sanitary sewer lines, sewer line repair in front of Donovan's, we just authorized that emergency repair to go through. We want to let the community know that this will cause some significant delays, most likely during these repairs along Ocean Avenue, because they are going to have to shut down portions of Ocean Avenue to get this repair done. It's something that has to happen. It's causing major health issues, or it could be causing major health issues if we have a failure of this line during the height of the summer season. So we're trying to get this done prior to the summer startup. So just to be aware, everybody.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah. Thanks.
Gregory Sullivan from Remington and Vernick. If council or any members of the public have any questions of it, our firm is engaged in preparing plans and specifications for the project, as Councilman Birdsall had indicated. We do want to minimize disruption. We're looking to maximize activity of the contractor, but we're going to have one-way traffic because we have to open up halves of the road or alternately.
What is that, Gregory? If I may, Mr. Sullivan, what is the anticipated timeline for the project?
We're anticipating 1 to 2 weeks of disturbance. We have to put a manhole in on the near the old municipal building and run a gravity line across underneath all the existing utilities. So it's going to be on the deeper side, you know, probably 6-7 foot, but we're looking at we think 1 to 2 weeks. That's what we're going to express to the contractors that we'd be providing quotations to the borough.
All right, great. Thank you.
So on that note, Chief, can you make sure that we get a Nixel out to everybody and maybe post something on the sign when we know when those repairs are going to start? If you don't mind, I appreciate it.
All
Thank you very much, people.
I'll make sure of that.
All right, back to ordinance 4-2021. I'll reread it. An ordinance to fix the compensation of officers and employees of Borough Sebright for the years 2021 through 2023 in its entirety. Would anyone like to make the motion to open a public hearing?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All right, second. Mark and Jeff. All right, Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right, it is open to the floor. Anyone from the public have any questions? All right, I'll make a motion to close a public hearing on ordinance 4-2021. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Yes.
Second. Mark, and second?
Second.
Second.
All right, thanks. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yeah.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Bobby?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
All right, public hearing is closed. Would somebody like to make a motion to adopt ordinance 4-2021?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, the ordinance is adopted. All right, I'm going to the next ordinance, bond ordinance 5-2021, amending bond ordinance number 15-2017, finally adopted by the Borough Council of the Borough of Sebright, New Jersey on September 5th, 2017. Would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing on ordinance 5-2021?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thanks, Jack. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
All right. Is there anybody from the public who would like to comment on ordinance 5-2021?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, anybody?
Second.
Thanks, Jack. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
And a motion to adopt, please.
So moved, Kevin.
All right. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
Great. Ordinance 5-2021 has been adopted. We're on to our next ordinance, which is 6-2021, an ordinance of Borough Sebright amending and supplementing the code of the Borough Sebright, Chapter 172. Sidewalk cafes and restaurants, Section 2, application for license, and Section 6, violations and penalties. Would anyone like to make a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 6-2021?
So moved. So moved, Kevin.
All right. That was, I think, Mark and Kevin first. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right. Anyone from the public like to have any comments on Ordinance 6-2021?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Mark.
Second.
Thanks, Kevin.
Second, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right. Public hearing is closed. How a motion to adopt ordinance 6-2021.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second, Kevin.
Yeah, I think Mark had that first. All right. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
All right, ordinance 6-2021 has been adopted. We're on to ordinance 7-2021, an ordinance of the Borough of Seabright amending and supplementing the code of the Borough of Seabright, Chapter 66, Beaches, Article 1, General Regulations, Section 66-1. Would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing on ordinance 7-2021?
So moved.
Second. Second, Kevin.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, the floor is open. Anybody from the public like to speak to ordinance 7-2021?
Motion to close the public portion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thanks. All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right, motion to adopt ordinance 7-2021.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
All right, ordinance 7-2021 has been adopted. We are on to new business. And first was vouchers in the amount of $1,041,898.60. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
So move.
I think it was Jack?
Second. Yes.
All right. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right. Voucher list is approved. Now we are on to the 2021 Municipal Budget Adoption Resolution 104-2021 adopted 2021 Municipal Budget. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
Second, Kevin.
Thank you. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right, resolution 104 has been approved. Mayor. Now we are on to Mayor and Council. Yes.
It's Jeff. I just wanted to take a minute to commend Mike Bascom and Joe Veruni for their work on the budget, being able to deliver a 4% decrease in the municipal tax rate in this environment is significant, and it should be pointed out and commended. So I want to commend the administration for their work. That's not something a lot of our neighbors or folks around the county or the state can say. We can, and that's largely due to good planning in previous years and excellent municipal leadership and previous governing bodies. So I just wanted to thank the administration for the work.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for saying that. We all agree with you, too. That's, everyone does an outstanding job. We do have a great administration there that, you know, Mike and Joe and Chris, everybody works on all the department heads. You know, it doesn't happen by accident. All right, we are on to mayor and council committee reports. I've got a few quick updates, and then I can pass it off to everyone on council. First reminder that we have public meetings coming up pretty soon. I believe on the 18th is our first one. So for those who want to attend in person, you're free to do so. Otherwise, you can dial in remotely as you're currently doing. We got news from NJDOT. Thanks to the Department of Transportation, they have approved an emergency order similar to last year, where we can put the barricades on the west side of Ocean Avenue downtown in certain spots. So that will kind of expand our, make the sidewalks a little safer, expand outdoor dining a little bit so we can keep the walkway free. So that is very good news. That will be shared with the restaurants who don't already know about that. But that that order is good, I believe, until October 1st. So that kind of covers us for the whole season. I think that really is going to alleviate a lot of the strain downtown and keep the sidewalks pretty safe for us. We also received a LEAP grant, which is very good news. It's for the regionalization study between Seabright, Atlantic Highlands, and Highlands. So that was, I believe it was the amount of about $141,000. So that is most welcome, also from the state of New Jersey. So thanks to the state for awarding that to us also. It'll be with good use. And aside from that, anyone on the council who would like to make comments as it relates to their own committees, the floor is yours.
Hey, Mayor, what are the dates of the when DOT is permitting us to have the street dining?
Essentially today until October 1st.
We can start immediately. We have to get the barricades, obviously, but
exactly. But the bottom line is it's in effect. It hasn't been implemented, but it's in effect as of now, and then it's good until October 1st.
And Joe, how are we doing on the barricades?
Well, we're not putting them up. I've notified the property owners that they're responsible to submit a plan. We were reimbursed in the past, and council has said we took over when we got reimbursed. But at least the property owners that I've talked to are more than happy to rent the barricades, give us a plan for us to approve, and put them out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure. Any comments, Mark, on your committees, or anyone else have any comments?
I'm aware of the fact that the cell tower has apparently, the upgrade has been completed and the flag is flying high. So that is done. The planning board at its last meeting did approve the extra buildings for the extra building space for the generators, for the equipment for AT&T. So that's going to be happening. And I think that's about all I have at the moment.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, very good news about the cell tower. Anyone else want to comment?
I mean, hopefully we can get rid of that extra cell tower very, very soon if this all goes through.
It'll be on
sale. Yeah, Ryan. They're required to move.
Yeah, Ryan, where are we on that?
By Memorial Day.
By Memorial Day?
Stick yes. Original comments.
And yes. is that, Joe, regardless of whether they have the new equipment buildings built?
We gave them a deadline. I mean, they haven't come back and asked any other questions, but the answer is we told them that it had to be gone by Memorial Day.
We may want to reach out to Declan and ask him to look into that, because I don't know if they can operate. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I don't know if they can operate unless they have the equipment houses up. And the equipment houses approval by the planning board was delayed, because the planning board didn't like the original proposal that came forth. It was horrible, but they came in for it with it didn't blend in with the existing building. So we asked them to revise it. They went out, they did revise it. They did exactly what we asked them to do, which is what took so long. So I don't know if they're going to have those buildings up by Memorial Day. And I don't know if that impacts the activity of the towers. So you may want to check into that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll check more. We spoke about it a few weeks ago, and they were good to go then, but we'll check in again, make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there are two generators in place right now on the north side of that building at the ground level. Or at least there's two pieces of equipment. I don't know if they're generators, but there are two pieces there, so I'm assuming that they're kind of they're up and running at this point, but I can't say for certain.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And that's what we need to, I just don't want to make a promise here that, and then have them come back and have to say, oh, look, we haven't built big houses yet, so we can't. Believe me, I want that extra tower out of here more than anybody else.
We understand.
Plus, we get four extra parking spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you speak my language, Kevin. Anybody else have any comments?
Brian, I had one. It wasn't my committee, but Georgine from Sunset was asking about some flower beds by our new sign. I know she's reached out to a bunch of people. But I didn't know where we stood on that, but I at least wanted to bring it up and just ask if we could get some flowers down there.
I believe it's been handled. They're going to proceed with that, and it should be in by next week.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we put everybody in contact with each other, so there wouldn't be, overlapping initiatives there, so good to hear. All right, very cool. Thanks, Sam. Anything else?
I just had a question for Joe. Any follow-up information from the county on the bridge?
No, and I talked to Joe Latour today about the additional parking. They have requested the additional funding because, as I think I reported at our last workshop, it's $7 million over the budget amount. They requested that funding from the federal government. They're waiting to hear back from the federal government, the DOT, for that funding. They're very optimistic about that because it's kind of in a $100 million project, a 7% override is not all that unfamiliar. So they're hopeful to get that funding. But the answer is no. There's been no definitive answer from the federal DOT yet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jack. Anyone else have any, on council, have any comments? All right.
I just want to thank the DPW for doing a bang, and the beach committee for doing a bang up job getting the beach ready. I know the lockers are all out there. I believe they're all sold out. I just looking forward to another successful summer, and hopefully it's not as crowded as last year, but that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. So.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but my gut feeling is it's going to be as crowded as last summer. That's just an opinion. I think it's going to be a pretty big summer. All right, guys. Thanks to everybody for your comments. I do not believe we have an executive session. So that pretty much brings this meeting to an end. Thanks to everyone for dialing in, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the council meetings that are public. So with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I'm moved.
Second. Thanks, Mark.
I'm up.
All right. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all again for dialing in. And